Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you are created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today we're going to be talking about feeling versus healing and the fact that feeling does not equal health. So I'm going to be diving into that topic. I think it's a very appropriate, obviously. It's just a reminder of what you should be looking for when you're trying to actually achieve health versus what the mainstream world tells you. Obviously, big companies that are invested in you being healthy or unhealthy. So obviously, I wanted to dive into this is one of the biggest mind shifts that we actually teach our patients in our practice, because I think it's important that you have a different framework on how you achieve health and what it is. So we're going to be diving into that topic today. But of course, before I do that, I want to remind you again, as always, that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can text that number. You can text, dinner. For example, we do have a dinner this Monday, 15th of April, 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. So obviously, if you want to come to dinner, you can text the word dinner. You can come by yourself. You can bring up to four of your friends to that dinner. If you want to bring more people, obviously, just let us know ahead of time so we can actually plan accordingly. But nonetheless, you can text that. You can text, a new patient if you're interested in making an appointment or finding out more about our office. You can say, text new patient to 937-552-7364. At which point my team will get you taken care of. So again, if you want information, you can find us and we can help you, okay? So I always like to get started and talk about it's funny, I ran into one of my patients, this week, and he was like, yeah, he was introducing somebody else and he was just joking. He's like, hey, he's a mama's boy. He always talks about his mom. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. I always talk about my mom. There's a passion and a purpose that I find behind sharing my story, my mom's story, really, and the why behind what I do. And that's my mom's story and the way it's impacted me and my family and my kids and even my mom, obviously, of course, more importantly. So I always start with that story because it really grounds me and allows me to just focus and deliver the message of health and healing. So for me, my story really started with this whole health journey when my mom called me when I was in chiropractic school to tell me she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. And when she tells me this, obviously, I'm floored. And then she tells me that and she starts crying on the phone. And of course, I get emotional too. And I start crying on the phone as well. And I'm like, well, I asked her, first thing that came to my mind was, Mom, what are you going to do? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. And I'm like, that's a weird way to answer that question. She says, I'm not doing chemo and radiation. And of course, my heart sunk because I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do. She says, I'm not doing that because too many friends and family have undergone that treatment. So I'm not doing that right now. And their outcomes were not favorable. Some of them passed away and I'm not trying to do that. And I said, okay, fair enough. I don't know what to do. I know I'm in the middle of chiropractic school. I'm a chiropractic student. So is my wife, Dr. Whitney. At the time, we're both students. We're stressed to the gills. We have a daughter in the middle of school. We're like, I don't know what to do. I know the one thing that we don't need right now is one of our parents have cancer. So obviously at that moment, I'm like, okay, well, if you're not going to do the conventional treatment, we need to do something. You need to do something. So let's get your spine checked, Mom. Let's see if the brain and the body are communicating effectively like God designed it to, and let's get your spine checked. So we got our spine checked, and from the side view of the neck, you should have a 45-degree angle in your neck. We took my mom's x-ray, and we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve of her neck. My mom's neck was completely straight, which is not normal. And then from front to back, you are supposed to be completely straight. Well, from T1 through T7, my mom had a slight bend in her spine going out to the side. And obviously, when I saw that, I'm like, that can't be helping anything, because for years, my mom would always struggle with upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections. And every single time she went to the doctor, she always got the same exact answer. She always got the answer of medications and suggested surgeries, etc. And then, finally, I finally asked her, like, why now are you deciding to do things different? Like, those drugs, all they did was mask the symptoms for 10, 20, 30 years until you were left with this disease. But why now are you finally deciding to change? Like, legit, you could have changed years ago. Says, you know, finally I realize that I can die, son, and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Four of those grandchildren are my kids. Eden, who's 10 years old, Eve, who's 8, Jean-Luc, who is 5, Ellery, who is 2.5. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health in order to afford my kids, nieces, and nephews the opportunity of having a grandma in the future. And because of that, I'm happy, thankful, blessed to report that my mom is still alive to this day, literally 10 years post-diagnosis, even though her doctors told her, obviously, you're not going to be here if you don't do what we say. So my mom took responsibility for her health in her own hands. My question to everybody is always ask this question, who is responsible for your health? You are responsible for your health, folks. You're responsible for your health, but obviously, you put your health in somebody else's hands, unfortunately, right? Because when you get sick, if you think about it, who do you go to when you have a health problem? You go to your doctor. Who tells you what doctor you can and cannot go to? Little magic card in our back pocket. It's called the insurance company. Not only that, the insurance company tells me, the doctor, what I can and cannot do to you. Furthermore, if you go home right now and you were to turn on your favorite TV show, even the commercials you're going to hear on this radio station, like literally, like a lot of them are about, you know, medications. So the whole system, unfortunately, you know, insurance company, obviously the pharmaceutical companies, even medical doctors, unfortunately, medical doctors, you know, pharmacists, you know, nurses, PAs, all those people are amazing. I've had medical doctors as patients. I have pharmacists that are patients. I have a ton of nurses that are patients. I have nurse practitioners. I have, you know, physician's assistants. All those, I have veterinarians that are actually patients in our office. So I have that whole genre of patients that come to our office to get chiropractic care, right? You know, but they're just stuck, unfortunately. And the ones that come to our office recognize this and see it, and they understand, and they're like, you know what? It has its place. The medical model has its place. Of course it does, right? And I participate in that because I'm passionate about helping people in that space with the medications when they need it. And I fully respect that, and it's understandable, and we've used the emergency system before, right? But the unfortunate part, like mainstream doctors, everybody that's involved in the medical system, unfortunately, they're just at the mercy of what the medical system says they can and cannot do. They're stuck in the system. And the system spits out an answer for them, even though sometimes that doctor doesn't want the answer to be that answer. They have to follow it, right? The whole system is literally all about always doing something. And this is the title of the show today. It's about literally addressing the way you feel. Addressing the way you feel. Feeling, right? And I'm here to challenge you and challenge that thought, because feeling does not equal health. Feeling does not equal health. So this is the thought process behind most humans when they get up in the morning. So how do you determine you're healthy? That's a question I want to ask you. I want you to ponder upon that question as I'm talking. How do I determine that I'm healthy? So if you're driving right now, whatever you're doing, it's like, hey, how do I determine that I'm healthy? Let's say you wake up on a typical day. You're about to go to work, right? It's winter or summer. Doesn't matter what season of the year it is. You get up in the morning and you actually feel like something is off, like cruddy. You feel like, hey, I feel like my nose is stuffy. My belly's a little whatever. I feel just achy and sore, and I feel like I'm warm. Like, I don't feel good. Therefore, I am sick. That's what we've been taught. And it makes sense, because it's like, hey, you know what? I don't feel good. Is a warning sign telling me that something is wrong. So, yeah, like, I guess I'm sick, so I'm not going to go to work. I'm going to call in and say, hey, boss man and boss woman, I woke up with a low back pain that's really weird. I'm sweating, and I'm feeling nauseous, and my nose is stuffy. I'm not going to come to work, and I think I might have some tummy issues also. I'm not feeling good, therefore I am sick. Then you go to your doctor. You call your doctor. It's like, hey, I'm so sorry, doc. I don't want to expose you to my sickness, but I am sick and I need to get better. The doctor addresses your symptoms, your feeling, because you're feeling off. And again, not negating that feeling bad is a bad thing. Like, I don't like feeling bad. Right? Feeling bad is not fun. I hate it, actually. I cannot find anybody that's like, hey, I'm so glad I feel terrible. Like, unless you're actually a miserable person who's cynical, who hates the world, doesn't like, you know, whatever. And again, I'm not putting you down if you're that type of person. You're just unfortunately like jaded and you have other issues that you need to work through, right? And again, much love for you because I have patients that are like that, that I finally have gotten out of that rut, mental rut. But again, if you enjoy being in pain and being the victim, that you have deeper issues, right? But if you're like most people, like, and we're, by the way, not normal. I'm not going to say that word because we're all abnormal. We all have our own issues, right? But if you're, you know, like most people that are like, you know, I don't like feeling bad, right? You're going to call your doctor. Your doctor's going to say, well, you have a problem. You know what? Like, I know you feel cruddy and you don't want to feel cruddy. Something's going on with your body. Let's go ahead and give you some thing to help you not feel as cruddy. So they give you a medication. Again, in the realm of what they do and the way they research everything, it makes absolute sense for them to give you a drug. Makes complete sense. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're trained to do. Give you a drug. The drug obviously, like, you know, masks some of the symptoms, right? And masks some of the symptoms. And in some cases, it obviously assists your body in fighting off whatever you got going on. And that makes sense, right? That's if you wake up feeling bad and you're like, wow, I'm sick, right? So it makes complete sense to give your body something to mask the symptom or even assist your body in healing from within, right? Which is, again, like a little ray of sunshine there, like healing from within. But typically, they're addressing the feeling. This hurts. Give your body this so it doesn't hurt anymore. Example, I have a headache, I take a Tylenol or an Excedrin. I have a backache, I take an ibuprofen or a whatever other Aleve, right? Menstrual cramps for females, I'm going to take a Midol, right? You have, you know, swollen something, I'm going to put, you know, whatever cream that has a drug on it to obviously not allow it to hurt as much, right? So again, you are, legitimately, you are hiding the feeling behind the chemical reaction happening to trick your body into thinking you don't have that problem anymore, right? Because all of you have been in this situation, and I got to take a quick break here in a second, but you have a headache, you take the medication. The medication did not fix the headache if you really think about it, right? Because as soon as that medication wears off, what do you have to do again? You have to take another what? Dose of the medication. And you're numbing it so you don't feel it, so you can actually function and do about your day, right? Like function and, you know, clean the toilet, take the kids to school, go to work, whatever. But did you really address the actual root cause of the problem? Ponder upon that while I'm on break. But the answer, short answer, really quick answer is no, right? So right now you're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO, Dayton Susan Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office or texting our office at 937-552-7364. You can call our office, press option 2, talk to one of our team members, or leave a voicemail. Second thing, you can also text that number, 937-552-7364. And you can text, you know, dinner. We do have a dinner coming up Monday. Again, the dinner, this one is not full yet. You know, we have a couple of spots left. So if you are interested in coming to find out more about what I'm talking about today and how to get to the root cause of your problem and fix it and not be obviously going to the spring, summer, and fall in pain and aches and not be able to enjoy your summer, obviously go ahead and give us a call. Get signed up for that dinner and come and find out what it is that we do in our office that allows you to then live a natural, healthy life without drugs and surgery and you'll be able to do what God's called you to do, right? So if you're interested in that, again, the dinner with the doc is happening this Monday evening, Basil's in Troy at 6:30 p.m. You can text 937-552-7364. So on the previous segment, I was talking about feeling and feeling, you know, feeling cruddy. And today's show title is feeling versus healing, right? And again, I said that feeling does not equal health, right? Feeling doesn't equal health. And I explained why in our world, in America, Western medicine, right? We've been taught that if you feel cruddy in the morning, you take a medication to dampen that feeling so you can continue to push through and go work and do whatever you got to do. And I get it. Like, hey, you got to feed the family. I understand. I'm not knocking that whatsoever, right? But I'm just trying to challenge the thought process and what we've been taught since we were kids that, hey, you don't feel good and therefore you're sick. You're going to take this medication, right? So legitimately, when you take a medication, the answer that I gave on the last segment, if you take a medication for a headache, for example, and it actually takes away the headache or the feeling of the headache, right? And then that medication wears off and you have to take another medication immediately after, another dose, to keep that headache actually, you know, sub-threshold of feeling, you feeling it. Have you really fixed the headache or have you just masked the symptom? I'll let you ponder upon that for 2 seconds. You know the answer. You haven't fixed the root cause of the problem. You are literally masking the symptom. So again, that's huge because you're not really addressing it. This is why people come to our office. They're like, you know what? I'm kind of sick and tired of having headaches every two times a week. And I'm sick and tired of literally having to take the medication over and over and over and over to literally mask the symptoms, even though I know that the headache's going to come back, especially when I feel like the little aura coming on or like my neck is tight or I had a stressful day or I ate this kind of food. I know I'm going to get a headache when I feel blah, right? Because you're not addressing the root cause of the problem. You're literally masking the symptom with a medication that is not allowing your body to tell you exactly what's going on so you can fix it. Again, yes, there is a time and place for you to use medications. I'm not saying anything against that. Again, don't hear this wrong, right? If you're pro-medicine, that's all you want to do, do you, boo, and it's all good. I don't hate on it at all. That's all you. Obviously, come and find out about our workshops and do other stuff. Don't ever come to our office, and that's okay, right? But if you are sick and tired of having to buy a bottle of Motrin on, you know, extra strength, and have it like one in your car, one in your house, one in your office, and keep masking the symptoms over and over, you got to at some point start asking yourself, what is this doing to my liver, right? Like a lot of people are like, oh, don't drink a bunch of alcohol. It's bad for your liver, right? What about taking a bunch of medications for 42 years straight, right? Like, do you think that affects the liver? Again, you have to look at everything logically in context to understand that what we're doing is not really addressing the root cause of the problem. And that's what we literally specialize in our office, finding the cause of the problem so we can fix it. And then you can move on with life and actually live a full life, which is the reason why our radio show is called that. You can start living a full life and be who God's created you to be. So you're not hampered and held back by the fact that you need a bottle of pills to be able to function normally, to be able to enjoy your kids' weddings, be able to enjoy the basketball game, enjoy holding the grandbaby, because you literally are falling apart, unfortunately, and you're not fixing the problem. You're just patching up the symptoms with an actual mask so you don't feel it. Again, feeling versus healing are two different things. More on that on the next segment. Right now, I have to take a quick break. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, The Instant Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you back to the second half of the show today. Today I'm diving into feeling versus healing and talking about what true health is and where it comes from. Again, this is a topic I think is important to cover. I think I covered it maybe once before or twice, you know, a few years back, but I think it's something that is worth while exploring, because literally a lot of people are hampered down when it comes to feeling bad, and they think that feeling equals health all the time, and it's just not quite the way you should be looking at your health. But right now, before I get into all that, I always want to remind you as well that you can find us on Facebook, Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us on Instagram at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us by also these shows and all the other shows I've done in the past. I just looked the other day, over 270 episodes since 2017 to present right now on any and every topic you can think of as far as healthcare goes. So again, if you are interested in downloading this show or any other shows that we've done in the past, you can go to obviously podcast and look up Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. And at that place, you will find all those radio shows that we've done in the past. Again, whatever topics, only for you to take on the road, or you can share with family members, friends, or a coworker that may be struggling with the topic that we're talking about. So also, last thing I want to remind you as well, we do have a dinner coming up this Monday the 15th of April at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. That dinner is designed for you to come and listen and gain a little bit more knowledge about how we approach health in our office for our patients and what we do that we're not better or worse than the other doctors. We're just different, right? We're different than, you know, especially within the chiropractic community, like we're not the same. We're not better or worse. We're just different. So the way we approach chiropractic is different. So again, if you want more information and understand a little bit better, almost like an icebreaker, and do something different about your health because you're frustrated, you're sick and tired, being sick and tired, you can, again, call or text 937-552-7364. And then you can text the word dinner. Again, you can come by yourself. You can bring up to four of your friends. You listen, makes sense to you. You make an appointment. If it does not make sense to you, you can literally leave with a belly full of food. And again, of course, if you ever need anything in the future, you're more than welcome to obviously, you know, give us the opportunity to serve you. So, on the previous segment, I dove into a little bit more about feeling versus healing, right? And then now just challenging the mindset. And again, I'm going to revisit this again to kind of drive the point home. And those of you who are just joining us right now for the show, whenever you have a headache, let's just use a headache because headaches are obviously, you know, most people have experienced a headache in their lives, you know, at some point. So you have a headache, you wake up in the morning, you have a headache, right? And on top of that, your tummy's not feeling all that great. Your low back is tight. You have sciatica go down one leg, you know, et cetera. But you have a headache. What we've been taught to do when we have a headache, we've been taught that we take a medication. So ibuprofen, Excedrin, whatever one of your choice, right? So you take that medication in order to actually mask the symptom. Because if I were to take that medication away, or you were to run out of that medication in your bloodstream, in your system, what kind comes back after some time? What typically comes back? The headache. Unless your headache is a short duration and you take the medication, you take a nap, you stretch out, you de-stress, you drink water, you massage your neck, and then the headache is gone, the medication dampened the actual feeling of the headache. And then everything else you did probably addressed whatever was causing it, whether it's dehydration, low blood sugar, tight muscles in the neck, whatever have you, right? But the whole point is that there is a causing agent behind the headache. So by you just putting a medication in your body to not feel that headache anymore, you're not really addressing the actual problem, because the problem is not feeling, your problem is actually function, right? That then equals healing. And I'll cross that bridge here in a little bit, right? But the idea is that you keep taking medications to mask the symptoms of the problems you have, because if I were to grab you and put you on an island and then we took away all your prescription medication, right? Or especially prescription medication for pain. So let's take to pain. Again, I know some of you, we're not going to be generalistic here. Let's talk about just pain, right? Medications for pain, right? Typically, it's like, oh, I want to not have pain because it's uncomfortable and I don't want to feel bad, right? So we take you on an island. We take away all your pain medication. Let's say you only have like two medications, and one is for your sciatica pain and one is for your headaches. And I take that medication away and I put you on an island. And you still have your daily routine, the stressors, the job and everything. But now you don't have that medication. Guess what you're going to have always? You still are going to have sciatica or headaches. If I said, you know what, I'm going to be graceful and I'm going to show you some mercy and I'm going to give you a bag of pills for a 30-day period, you're going to actually feel, you know, feel, air quotes, you're going to feel like you're better because you're masking the symptoms again, right? Case in point, the root cause of the problem is not being addressed because you're not feeling does not equal health. So then now we're going to segue into the second part, right? So that's when you wake up and you feel bad. Like you wake up, you feel bad. Okay, I'm sick. Therefore, you determine yourself. Like I self-determine that, self-diagnose that I'm sick. I have a headache. My tummy's aching. My nose is stuffy and my back is hurting. I'm sick. What about, you know, people that are actually developing cancer? All right, let's just jump off the deep end. When people are developing cancer, right? Let's just actually first ask this question. When you're developing cancer and you have cancer in your body, are you healthy or are you sick? Healthy or sick? Sick, right? You're sick. The question is this, though. Can you feel that you're developing cancer? For the most part, no. For the most part, typically not, right? This is why it's such a surprise. I've had plenty of patients, unfortunately, in my, you know, 7, almost 8 years of practice. Unfortunately, I have plenty of patients that have had been diagnosed with cancer or precancer cells. Guess what they always tell me? I never knew I had that, or I never knew that that was developing. I never knew that that would be me, right? Because guess what? You think that we're feeling the growth happening? The answer is no, they didn't. Hey, better yet, I've had, unfortunately, also in my practice, in almost 8 years in practice, I have patients that have had heart attacks. When I talk to them, I make a point whenever a patient has a heart attack or something major, major life issue, we always stay in communication with the, you know, with that patient or the family member for some time just to make sure things are good, if they need anything from us, et cetera, right? Obviously, it's not our place to be dealing with people when they're having a heart attack because clearly it's outside of my scope practice, right? But I still care about these people because I've been taking care of them for X amount of time and years, et cetera. And then, of course, I then give them their space. They can reengage when they're ready, right? But I've had patients that have had heart attacks. Guess how they felt the day before their heart attack? Guess how they felt weeks before the heart attack? They didn't feel anything. So then now it makes sense to say, I don't feel good. I woke up with a headache and a tummy ache and, you know, my sciatica is bothering me and my nose is stuffy. Therefore, I'm sick. That makes sense to say, right? Like it makes sense to say it. It doesn't make it right, but it makes sense to say like I'm sick, right? Because you're going based off of your feelings. But what about when you wake up for 2-3 months straight and you don't feel anything, but you have cancer developing? And then in 2-3 months, you finally have like, oh, I saw blood in my stool, or I felt a lump in my breast, or I blah, 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 blah. And then you go get checked out and they're like, oh, by the way, you have stage whatever cancer. You didn't feel it then. So were you healthy when you weren't feeling it, or were you sick when you weren't feeling it? Again, let's ask this question again. Were you healthy when you weren't feeling it and then sick after you got diagnosed? Or were you sick all along and just didn't feel it? Same concept with the heart attack. The arteries have been being blocked for a while, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Or the blood clot has been, you know, kind of hanging on by a thread and it finally dislodges, right? So were you healthy when you didn't feel the heart attack and then you became sick after you had the heart attack? Or were you sick all along and then the heart attack was the event that took place as a culminating factor showing you that you actually are sick and have been sick, right? Folks, feeling does not equal health. Feeling does not equal health because guess how my mom felt the day before she got diagnosed with cancer? She felt great. She felt great. Actually, health is about healing. That says healing versus healing. That's the title of the show. Feeling versus healing. Feeling does not equal health. You can all be doing great today, tomorrow have a heart attack, not even know it's coming. You can all be great today, feeling great, again, healthy, air quotes, in your definition of healthy, feeling healthy, air quotes, right? And then tomorrow go to the doctor and be diagnosed with cancer. Are you healthy then? You're not. Guess how you feel? Guess how my mom felt the day before she got diagnosed with cancer? She felt great. Guess how she felt the day after she got diagnosed with cancer? She still felt great. She was psychologically not feeling good, but physically, like, I don't feel the difference. But I have a mass that now I know is cancer. Now I'm feeling psychologically emotional about it. But before that, I had no idea. I wouldn't know the difference. If someone were to erase my brain, I wouldn't know that I had cancer. And I would just be like, oh, I feel great. Therefore, I'm healthy. Feeling does not equal health. healing equals health. Healing, your ability to heal some makes you healthy, folks. Your ability to heal some makes you healthy. Finding the root cause of your headaches and fixing that is what makes you healthy. And allowing your body to actually navigate and adapt and overcome and heal those things that are actually out of alignment, out of position, out of range, so your body can do what it's designed to do, which is function, right? So this is where we actually help our patients get better by getting to the root cause of the problem to assist them in functioning better so they can heal better. And then once they're healing better, they'll eventually start feeling better. So people, unfortunately, have it backwards. They think, oh, I'm feeling great. I'm going to take a medication to mask it so I don't feel it. That's the shortcut. The long way is finding out what is actually causing the problem, fixing that problem. Your body starts healing. And after you start healing and you start functioning properly, then you start feeling better. So that's what we teach in our practice, right? So I want you to try to define right now, and then my patients know this because I talk about this quite often, but where does health come from? How do you determine you're healthy? If it's not feeling, we just debunk that it's not feeling, because you can have cancer developing and not know it's coming and obviously have it, get diagnosed, and you were sick all along. You weren't really healthy, right? So health, where does health really come from? So health, if you look at the word health and you take the first four letters, H-E-A-L, heal, is what actually health is. The root word is heal, healeth, right? Health is what we're doing when we're healthy, right? We're healing faster than our bodies can break down. Therefore, it makes us healthy. Therefore, our bodies can function and thrive like God designed our bodies to do, right? That's where health is. It's your ability to heal appropriately from the challenges and the destructive forces from our world and the things we do to our bodies every single day. So I have to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave, Susan, Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also find us by texting that number again, 937-552-7364. We do have a dinner coming up this Monday. We have a few seats left again, Monday, April 15th, 6:30 p.m., Basil's in Troy. You can come, listen, apply, and transform your life if you're ready to do so. If you're at that forks in the road, and literally, and saying, you know what, I need to do something different, this is when you start dealing with the problems and fixing them. And obviously, the dinner is designed for you, for that to be the launching pad for your new, obviously found way of taking care of yourself. So on the previous segment, I was talking about feeling versus healing, right? So I want to land this plane. I just got a few minutes left on the show. But feeling does not equal health, because, again, you can be developing cancer or a heart attack and not feel it's coming. But feeling in our brains, that's what we've been taught to think, like, hey, I don't feel good. I woke up today. I have a headache. My low back hurts, tummy ache, etc. I don't feel good. Therefore, I am unhealthy or sick, right? So I'm sick. Therefore, I'm going to take a medication, mask the symptom, and go on about my day, or I'm going to call off of work, right? Again, feeling does not equal health, because you can have a major disease process developing, not even know it's coming because you can't feel it, right? So then on this previous segment, I talked about healing as the actual form of you being healthy, right? That's the root word, heal. Heal, your ability to heal, so makes you healthy, folks. So the way I always explain it is this way. I do this every single time I speak in front of a group. If you cut your arm, right, big old open wound, and it's bleeding, it's, let's say, like 12 inches long, big old gash in your arm. I know it's graphic and disgusting, so I apologize, but that happens. You don't come to the chiropractor. You don't go to your veterinarian. You don't go anywhere. You go to the hospital. At the hospitals, they put stitches in your arm to stop the bleeding and promote, obviously, the wound to eventually, you know, do its thing, right? They put a piece of gauze over the wound to make sure it's not, you know, the stitches are not going to get ripped out. They keep you in the hospital, matter of fact, because if it's that big of a wound and it was bleeding pretty, you know, crazy, they keep you in the hospital, make sure you're good. Number two, make sure you're obviously, you know, not going to pass out, right? But then let's say an hour or two go by, the doctor, nurse comes by the room, they take off the gauze, they look at the wound, they look at the stitches, and look at the wound to make sure the wound is doing what properly, folks. What are they looking for? They're looking for clotting. You're absolutely right. They're looking for clotting. Of course, yeah, the bleeding is stopping, right? That clotting is also known as what? Healing. They're looking for the wound to be healing. If your wound is not healing, are you considered healthy? Absolutely not. They say, holy cow, you have a problem. You won't stop bleeding. We got to look deeper because there's something else going on, right? If your wound does not stop bleeding, then you're not healthy. Therefore, they don't release you from the hospital. Your ability to heal comes from somewhere. What tells your body to heal that wound? Your brain. How does it do that? Down the spinal cord, out the nerves, every single cell, tissue, organ in the body. That's the only way it happens, folks. You cannot telepathically say from the brain to the arm, hey, heal yourself. Like, you can't do it. Like, there's no wireless communication between the brain and the body. If you were to, let's say, cut your head off, your brain is not able to control your body if your head is detached from it, right? I know it's silly to think about, but legitimately, there's no wireless connection between your brain and that arm for it to heal, right? It has to travel down spinal cord, out the nerves that go down the arm, telling those cells to do what they're supposed to do, and then they actually eventually start healing that wound, and eventually you stop bleeding, and eventually they release you from the hospital, right? So this is why in our practice, we teach our patients that if your left knee hurts all the time and you feel like it's painful and you keep taking ibuprofen and you mask the symptom, but as soon as you stop taking ibuprofen, the knee pain comes back, guess what? You have not addressed the problem because it might be the fact that your hips are off alignment. You're carrying more weight on one knee versus the other. And now once we realign your hips, your knee starts functioning better. When it starts functioning better, you don't actually put that abnormal wear and tear. Therefore, it starts feeling better because it's healing correctly. That is what we teach in our practice. If you want to know more about what we do and how we do it, and how does that all apply to you, and how do you do that in your practice, Dr. Juan, et cetera, that's exactly what the dinner is designed for. So if any of this show has enticed you, and kind of made you like, you know, more a little bit more interested into figuring out what we can do for you and how you can get help, or even if you're even really far away from here, you can't come to our office, start looking for ways to taking care of your body, of taking care of your body that are natural, that are preventative rather than reactive, and that are not masking the root cause of the problem. You got to find that problem at the root cause and fix it so you don't have the symptomatology showing up over and over. Folks, I am out of time. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, if you're interested in coming to that dinner is this Monday, April 15th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil Central. You can text 937-552-7364. Thanks so much for listening. I'm out of time. This is Living the Full Life. I'm your host, Dr. Juan Fernandez. You're listening to us on 1290-957 WHIO, Dayton Susan Talk. The power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.